How you doing, Melissa? Great to hear from you again.
Yeah, good to have you on the show. So Phil Amato abruptly resigning the other day to the dismay of his many fans around town. A lot of familiar faces are leaving the scene. What's your reaction to these changes in the local market?
Well, the first thing is in regards to Phil Amato, there's more to the story than, you know, obviously what's out there, because there's no way that a longtime news anchor just quits and that's it. They're no longer on the air. You know, if they're gonna take a job somewhere else, it's announced and everything else. This was a resignation that happened literally, you know, overnight, and you know, it just doesn't happen like that. But unfortunately, TV news is the communications business, and it's funny that when they hire a new anchor, they put out a press release that says, you know, Joe Anchor is joining our station. Joe comes to us from so-and-so, where he worked here, there. He has a lovely wife, Emily, and their two daughters, Casey and Steven, and he's looking forward to it. And they tell you all about their new anchor. Mm-hmm. And then when the anchor leaves the station, they have no comment. We don't talk about personnel issues. But but they'll talk about that person all they want when they hire them, but they won't talk about them, you know, when that person leaves, especially when they leave under some, different circumstances than just leaving for another job.
Absolutely. And there was an absolute bloodbath at Action News a few months ago. Five anchors all given the boot at the same time: Mark Spain, Paige Kelton, Mike and Tara Bars, and Lindsay Gardner. You worked in TV newsrooms all over the country before you started FTV Live. What are your thoughts about that type of strategy on the part of Cox Media?
There's no question that's an unprecedented move. I can't think of, in all the years I've been in TV news, I can't think of where they've literally blown up all the anchors, you know, at the same time. But the situation there was the station was purchased by Cox Media, and they purchased it from Newport Television, who owned it before them. And Cox Media has a different philosophy. Some of the changes I can totally understand. You know, TV ownerships have changed dramatically over the years, and it's really become much more about the dollar than it has about the news. You know, news used to be about, you know, a community service, and now it's more about banking dollars and making money. But Cox is one of the better companies that's still left in TV news. So they came in, and there's no question I disagree with how they did it and what they did, but I understand partially why they did it. Mike Barnes is the morning anchor at Action News Jax, and he's a personality. He was on Good Morning America for a while. He was at on a morning show in Chicago for a while, and he's what is called in the industry a personality. And Cox, in their regards to news, especially morning news, they're looking more to give you straight news, you know, just news, no personality, no, you know, goofing around and stuff like that. And Mike is more that type of person. So I understand why they made, you know, they're making that change. I mean, the viewer can decide whether that change is correct or not correct. I mean, some people like personality. They like to get up in the morning. They like to, you know, sit back. You know, that's why the Today Show, which acts little news, is very popular. But I think what Cox wants to do is they just want to give you straight news in the morning, and that's what they're going to do. You know, and they have now reached out. They've filled two of those positions. One anchor is coming in from Atlanta, but he's coming in from another Cox station in Atlanta. So he's moving from Atlanta to Jacksonville. He'll be here in the fall. And then yesterday they announced that they hired a female that will replace Lindsay Gardner. And she's coming from Charlotte, from WSOC, which is, again, another Cox station. So Cox has kind of crafted this whole thing. And I think there's no question that if they talked to the management at the station, they kind of blew it in regards from a PR standpoint. I mean, you're taking anchors, you know, Mark and Paige have been around for a long time and very popular, and all of a sudden you're saying they're gone. And there's not a lot that they can say legally, and I understand that, but at the same time, it's kind of a PR nightmare. And when you do something like this, you're going to offend some viewers, and you're going to lose some viewers.
Let me ask.
Cox is just banking on the point that they're going to get more viewers in return.
Yeah, they think they can make up the viewership. Do you think, knowing what you know about this news market, that strategy is going to pay off? Because the station we haven't mentioned, our news partner actually, News for Jax, WJXT Channel 4, they lost their CBS affiliation years ago, but they continue to dominate the market in part because they have invested so heavily in their familiar faces, and they've stuck with them for many years.
And there's no question that works, and people like familiarity. They like to turn on the radio, turn on the television, and hear or see a familiar face. And, you know, but the bottom line is, Cox is a company, you know, that owns Channel 47 and Channel 30 here in Jacksonville, is a company that in almost every market where they own a TV station, they're the number one station. You know, just down the road in Orlando, WFTV in Orlando is the number one station. And I think Cox looked at, you know, where they stood in Jacksonville. They're kind of the number two, number three station, you know, depending on what time period you're looking at. And like you said, Channel 4 is the number one station. And I think Cox is not happy with that. And they did not see that that what they were doing was going to get them over the hump to number one. Now, the big question is what they're doing, will it knock them to number three? And you know what? That remains to be seen. And there's no question in my mind that in the short term, it's going to hurt them. You know, it's going to hurt them more when these anchors start signing off. Sarah Bowers is so far the only one that has signed off of that group. But in the fall, they're all going to be gone. And, you know, people are going to tune in, and all of a sudden Paige and Mark aren't going to be there. And they're going to call the station. They're going to email the station. And the station's going to have to, you know, once again, put up with this PR nightmare. And they have to introduce their new anchors, not as replacements, but as new people, because people will always look at whoever replaces Paige Kelton, you know, the people that love Paige will never like that person because she replaced Paige. So it's really going to be a PR nightmare for the station, but it's something they're going to have to handle very well with from a publicity standpoint as to how they do this replacement. Because so far, it's somewhat dropped the ball in regards to that.